Grave Endings by Rochelle Critch. For Sarah Ann Freed, my editor, my friend, I am privileged to count myself among the many who benefited from her wisdom and kindness. Chapter 1. There is a centuries-old tradition gleaned from the arcane pages of the Kabbalah and supported by stories too numerous to dismiss as myth, about a red thread whose mystical power wards off the evil eye lurking behind envy and arrests its malignant reach. Women yearning to conceive hope the thread will work where nature and science have failed. Pregnant women wear it to ensure a safe delivery and a sound child. Those who are ill or face adversity wear it to reclaim their health or find better fortune. And those who are fortunate wear it to hold on to their blessings. I've seen the thread circling a person's neck or entwined around the band of a watch. I've seen it looped through the slats of a newborn's crib or peeking out from the doughy folds of a tiny ankle. Mostly, I've seen it worn as a bracelet, usually on the left wrist, tightly knotted and left in place until the fibers are frayed by water and soap and body oils and time. The thread looks thin and ordinary. What makes it special and potent, if you believe the stories, as I do, is the larger skein from which it has been snipped. A length of red wound 7 times around the tomb in what is now the center of Bethlehem and that, centuries ago, was the desolate spot where Jacob buried his true love, Rachel. Rachel, who died while giving life to her second son. Rachel, who cries for all her children, those who emerged from her womb and those of future generations, and intercedes on their behalf. 10 years ago, when I was 9...